My name is Rhonda Smith, and I'm the chair of the Department of Contemporary Art and Theater at Shepherd University.
And you are featured in a film, aren't you?
Yes, indeed. I am featured in a film, Art Voice West Virginia. Jack Kelly approached me this past summer. I was doing an exhibit in Shepherdstown at the War Memorial Building. And he came in and saw the work and was very interested in the work and asked if I would be willing to participate in this venture. And I said, of course, who wouldn't want to be part of that? And so we did it, and it was great.
What was it like doing your work for the camera?
That was interesting because I knew that we wanted to have some like action sort of shots. And my work generally evolves over time or takes a little time to produce. So we kind of agreed that I was not going to really make a finished piece for the camera, but that I would ink up a plate so that people could see something of the process and just get a little feel for what I do and how it works. I kind of went into it knowing that I was going to pull a print or an image, but that the piece that I pulled on that particular day was not probably going to be finished on that particular day.
One of the things about this is that it's not narrated by anyone, so Jack and his wife get you to tell your story. What was that like, and what are we going to learn about Rhonda Smith from the story that you told?
That, again, was really interesting because they had a series of questions that they asked me, and I'm sure that all of them were designed in part based on what they saw in my work or maybe what they read in an artist's statement. And one of the things that they were very interested in was how my African art experiences have actually come into play in my artwork. And so that was a very specific question that they asked. I have taken 4 trips to Africa. And one of the things about African art that really began to infuse my work is this idea that there are these talismans that are worn by hunters, Dogon hunters specifically, and the talismans that they wear are there to protect them from unseen dangers or even seen dangers. I talked about the fact that all my work for a long time now has been about these journeys. And so I was hoping that in the final cut that we would get this idea how important a journey or travel has become in my artwork. And I was really, really pleased that a funny thing happened at the very sort of end of our dialogue and our discussion, where they were asking me to again sort of sum up my work or sum up what I do. And I kind of had this like moment where I suddenly realized that my artwork and my travel are linked in a way that I had never thought about before. And it's the fact that the artwork that I do, the printmaking process that I use, is one where I have some control but not total control. And that part of the fun of it and the adventure of making my work is that I never really know what it's going to be in the end until it's done. And there's something adventuresome about that I really like. And I realize that travel is exactly the same thing. And that you plan a trip, you think you know what's going to happen, but then you go on the trip, and in the process of being there, things that you never expected to happen begin to happen and to unfold. And it's the adventure of it, it's the surprise of it that keeps you wanting to do it. And that's the same thing with my artwork. And so if any of that came through in the video or comes through in my artwork itself, then I think we have a great success there.
Have you watched the video?
I have. I have.
What do you think?
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was wonderful. I thought they did a great editing job. I was really surprised. I was surprised myself with my own enthusiasm. I don't always think of myself as an enthusiastic person, but apparently when I'm talking about things I love, I am very enthusiastic.